Radio.com.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
She's been playing at a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country, look at them boots. She's gone country, back to her roots. She's gone country, a new kind of suit. She's gone country, here she comes.
Welcome to She's Gone Country with Becky, and this is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and we just want to welcome you to the show tonight. I hope everybody's having a fabulous Monday evening. It is the week of Thanksgiving, and I know that everybody's getting ready to head out and travel and see all their friends and family. And we just want to take a little bit of your time this evening and share our love for country and our love for God and just bring to you a little message of hope and just what God's doing in the lives of those around us that are living the life that they love, and that's rodeo and country. So welcome to the show. I want to welcome my co-hosts, Vicki Christensen and Donald and Quintana. Are you ladies there?
It's Vicki. Vicki, I'm here.
Yes, this is Donna Lynn. Good evening, ladies.
Good evening. I'm so happy you guys are here with us this evening. With us tonight, we have a special guest, and our guest this evening is Kendra Dixon, and she, bless her heart, is from Gold Barrel, if I get this correct, Gold Buckle Barrel Horses. Gosh, forgive me. And she is here with her partner in crime, Crystal Hall, and one of their other junior rodeo instructors, Danielle Powers. Are you ladies there?
Yes,
I'm here.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the show. I'm going to just, for a moment, if it's okay with you, I'm just going to ask Kendra to go ahead and take over the call right now and just introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about Gold Buckle Barrel Horses, because I'm tongue-tied tonight, so please forgive me, and
okay.
Your mission, which is rodeo for a reason.
That's right. Well, first of all, thanks for having us on the show. We're excited about being here and getting to share a little bit about what we do. Again, I'm Kendra Dixon. I'm calling in from Aubrey, Texas. And I have a website. It's called goldbucklebarrelhorses.com. And I am very blessed. I get to rodeo for a living. I grew up in East Texas, and I was, you know, raised on the back of a horse, basically. I've been in the saddle since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I was born into a rodeo family. And I'm fortunate and blessed to compete today on the professional circuit. And I also have this wonderful team of friends who have been helping me since 2007. We produce barrel racing clinics for free. And our motto is rodeo for a reason. So we've really found an interesting way to use, you know, what we love to do to help other people, not just people who come to our clinics, but now we've started hosting fundraisers and fundraising events and food drives that really reach far beyond what we do on any given day. And we've found a way to reach people beyond the arena.
Well, that is wonderful. Go ahead, Ann. Vicki, go ahead and take the
question. I was just going to say, this is Vicki, and I know that what Kendra has put together basically is, she has just broken into ground that has never been worked up before, and it's so exciting because, Kendra, I mean, you know, people can come to your clinics and they can be hungry, and you feed them. You feed them for free. And, it's just unheard of, and just so very happy to welcome you here along with Crystal and Danny. And just tell us a little bit more how all of this comes together, if you would, and how many clinics you put on a year and where your next one's going to be at.
Okay.
A little bit how to do it.
This all started way back in 2007, and I vividly remember sitting in church one day, and several people had asked me, since I was on the pro circuit and I sold horses for a living, and I do teach lessons, a lot of people had been asking if I would do a clinic. And I thought, well, how am I going to do that? I don't have funding. I don't know where I would find the time, who would help me, how we would get sponsors. You know, it just seemed like an overwhelming project to me. And I remember being at church, and we were praying that day about opening up a new campus in Denton. And our pastor was praying, and I felt like God really impressed on my heart that he wanted me to do that clinic that people had been talking about. And immediately I start arguing, and I go through all the reasons in my mind how I can't do it. And then I realize that I'm arguing with God in church, okay? And so I said, okay, fine, Lord. If this is what you want me to do, I trust you will send the people to help me, and you will take care of the finances. And then clear as a bell, I heard him say, for free. I want you to teach this clinic for free. And I just started laughing out loud in church because I just didn't know how it would be possible. But then it just seemed like a matter of weeks. I got a phone call from a lady in Ada, Oklahoma, and she had seen my horses advertised online, and she said, I'm looking for a prospect. I want a young one I can finish out, and what do you have? Well, lo and behold, it was Crystal Hall, and she booked a day to come try horses in my barn. It was the coldest day of the year. I mean, the devil he knew what was up, so he tried to throw sleet in our path. The wind was blowing. It was trying to blow the door open in the barn. We were freezing, but, you know, that was a very significant day for she and I because we first started talking about horses, then we started talking about rodeo. And then when the conversation changed to our faith in God, well, that's when things started to click. And I shared with her that I felt God was leading me to do a free clinic. And she said, well, honey, I will help you. She said, I'll do anything you need me to do. I will sign people in. I will set up barrels. I will make sandwiches. And I'd already seen her ride my horses all afternoon. And I said, well, I want you to ride. Because her horsemanship is impeccable, and when you meet her, you just really understand you're dealing with a genuine horseman who's very, very gifted, and she's a great speaker. So that's how Crystal and I met. We had our first clinic near Denton, which is near my hometown, and we had 36 students. Is that right, Crystal?
Yes, yes, it is.
36.
And it was amazing.
It was amazing. It was like a life changer for us and for many people who attended, and we gave away the first saddle, which was the first of many. And it's just kind of grown, and we've done, I don't know how many today. We try to do as many per year as we can. And we have some sponsors on board who will help us, you know, per clinic. We have yet to gain a corporate sponsor, which we're praying for, that would enable us to, you know, travel further. But for the most part, we just tithe when we can, and we put it into a separate account, and we give away what we can afford to give away and meet where we can and host these free clinics.
Well, I'll tell you, Kendra, I know that we talked a little bit. This is Becky, and I know we talked a little bit on Wednesday going, and we got all hectic and everything, and just took a minute to learn a little bit about where you've been and what you've been doing, so I knew what was coming up. And, you know, what really impressed upon me and what I really would love to talk to the audience about is your mission about Rodeo for a Reason. I know that you have some future goals in sight, and I know there's some things you're really truly wanting to get accomplished. And you call it the 10-10-10. I mean, there's just so many things we can talk about. So I'm just kind of touching on a few of these things because
okay.
I'd like to talk about that. And I'd also, you know, love to hear from Crystal and what's been happening since she came aboard with you and how her life has changed.
Okay. 10-10-10 stands for 10 rounds, 10 saddles, 10 fold. And my personal goal is to qualify for the NFR. And I've come close for the past several years, but I haven't quite made it, you know, staying power into that top 15. We've been ranked as high as number 4 in the world, and we teeter-totter around that 15 as long as our horse is running good. But when I do make it, and I have the support of my team, we want to go to Las Vegas, and we want to give away a saddle every night. For every round of competition, we want to raise money for a different charity or a different ministry and raise awareness. And instead of, you know, winning a saddle, I want to give away saddles. And I want to go in Jesus' name, and I want to use that opportunity in the spotlight to share my personal testimony and reach as many people as I can.
Well, that's an amazing goal to have. And, you know, I guess the question that I have is, you know, what the audience might ask is, how does one do that? How does one go, because for those of you listening that maybe have not seen the national finals or don't know what the national finals are, because we have different listeners from all over in every walk of life, and, you know, with the national finals is held every year in Vegas, which we're all getting ready to head down that way in a week, and that's where the top 15 in the world come and compete within the Professional Rodeo Association. And they compete in all of the events, bull riding, bareback riding, saddle donk riding, on and on and on. And after 10 rounds, they crown the world champion. So if you guys were to give away a saddle, is your vision to raise money for those ministries by getting raffle
yes.
tickets for the saddle, and then you raffle off those, or how would that play out?
I don't know that it's so much a raffle, but we want to give our fans and that audience out there opportunities to raise donations for this charity, and whoever brings in the most donations, whether it's a group or an individual, they're the ones who will be awarded that saddle.
Gotcha. That's awesome. That's awesome. And
that's great.
Now I know we talked about how, and you know, the enemy loves to try and trip us up and try and hold us back from what it is the Lord has for us. And the Lord teaches us perseverance and builds our character through that, through our trials. So you've had a few setbacks, but you keep going. Tell us a little bit about what's happened in the past that keeps you motivated to keep moving forward.
Well, we've had more than a few setbacks, and they've come in the form of physical, both my horse and myself. Financial setbacks, you know, there are all kinds of setbacks on the rodeo road. And I think anyone out there on the road today would tell you, we don't do it for the love of money. We do it for the love of our horses, for the love of the sport itself. And for some reason, I am still driven in spite of setbacks, and I'll just highlight on a few. The first significant injury my horse had, he had a hoof infection, and a large section of his hoof had to be removed. He had a 16-month recovery. So that took us out of 2 years, 2 seasons of competition. And I went on backup horses, and I stayed local, you know, just to stay on the scene and season and sell as many horses as I could. But my main horse was down for 16 months. And he came back like he had never missed a day. He came back winning just as strong as he could. And he himself is, he has a wonderful testimony to share. And I feel like this horse is blessed to carry a special message because he's an old reject cowpony. I bought him when he was 9 years old. He'd never seen a barrel. And I just liked the way he looked, and I liked the way he handled. I started him on barrels, and I really thought, oh, my gosh, what a mistake. He's so slow. He's so lazy. You know, I just had to kick to try to get him to lope across the pen. And then 5 days later, some kind of crazy flip switched in his head, and he took off running like a streak of lightning. It scared me to death because I thought, this horse doesn't know how to turn a barrel yet. He's fixing to run off with me or he's going to fall down. And he went way past the barrel, but he realized what he had done and literally tried to fall down to correct himself and run the opposite direction. So I know he was a gift. You know, he's the horse I've prayed for my whole life. So he had that 16-month layoff, and I'll backtrack a minute to tell you more about that blessing in Dover. Back when he was 9 and just started on barrels, the first 6 pro rodeos he entered, he either won or placed at all 6 of them. And
wow.
I've never heard of another horse doing that, but he was just like an instant success, and I know that's the hand of God on this horse. He's colicked before. He had to have surgery. We were sitting, I think, 12th in the world, Crystal?
Yes.
And we had just won the first round of competition in Diamond, Oklahoma. And that afternoon, I noticed him colicking. We got to a vet clinic. They sent us on to a bigger hospital. He had surgery the next day. So that took us out. That was 2012. He came back running, winning strong. I went back to Diamond, Oklahoma this year, this season in 2013. He ran the same time in round one to the 100th of a second. And won the first round again. And I just thought that was, again, you know, just a sign from God that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. And he has a unique message to share. Myself, I have been diagnosed with Lyme disease. I went through 6 months of hardcore antibiotic therapy, which threw me for a loop physically. I was diagnosed with melanoma. We've had many financial setbacks. For whatever reason, I'm still very driven to keep going. This is my passion. I've grown up around horses. God literally changed my life. He's made it more today than what I ever dreamed for, what I ever knew to pray for, ask for, hope for. I mean, I can truly say that God has blessed me far beyond my vision and from where I was raised and how I was raised.
Well, Kendra, I'm really excited to, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and I'm really excited to hear more about your vision and what the Lord's doing in your life. And, you know, I think it's important for our listeners to hear the challenges that you faced in, the run for the endeavors and the purposes that God set before you, because it's important, because as you seek after the Lord and his vision and purpose in your life, those challenges are going to come. God said they were going to come. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to pick up where we left off and keep speaking with Kendra Dixon and Crystal Hall from GoldBuckleBarrelHorses.com. We'll be right back.
ForRadio.com. Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I am here with my co-host, Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana. Ladies, are you there? Are you doing all right tonight?
We're doing great.
Yes, I'm here. I'm inspired. Yes. I'm just listening to this great story. I love stories. Well, we are visiting with Kendra Dixon from Gold Buckle Barrel Horses and her vision and ministry, Rodeo for a Reason. And we've just been visiting with her for the first few, 20 minutes of the show and talking about where she's been and where she's going and the setups and setbacks she's been through. And we just want to welcome her back to the show, and I'm going to turn it back over to her. And Aunt Vicki and Donalyn, I'm going to let you take it from here. And if you have some questions for Kendra, go ahead and take the floor.
Well, thank you, Becky. This is Vicki. Kendra, I absolutely so inspired and in awe of how things have came together for Rodeo for a Reason, and it is from God. For those listeners that don't have access to a Facebook page, I love your statement in the community part across the top of your page where you have written, Rodeo for a Reason is a ministry combined of equine professionals who use their skill with horses to serve a greater purpose and to reach people in need. And I just find that awe-inspiring. And I wanted to visit with Crystal Hall for a second here and just ask her, Crystal, Kendra's explained to our audience how the two of you met and formed this in 2007. But tell us a little bit about your background, Crystal. Now, do you live in Ada or are you living in Texas?
Yes, ma'am. This is Crystal. I live in Ada, Oklahoma, born and raised here, lived here all my life. This journey with my best friend, Miss Kendra, has been absolutely amazing. I could have never written this or even dreamed this for my background. I grew up with cattle and raising cattle. My dad was a policeman. We had horses, but my dad thought they were hay burners. But I had an uncle that was in the rodeo business, and so he kept us supplied with horses. And my husband came from a rodeo background, and so we it was just a God thing just to meet Kendra. That day, as she described it, so cold, and we had driven down, and the one horse I wanted to look at, and I thought, that's the one that I want. 15 minutes before we got there sold. So it was just an amazing feat to be with Miss Kendra and meet her. And every time it's a cold day, I think of that day and how it changed our lives and it's changed my whole family's life. And everything that we've done and we've given away and every one of the clinics, it's just been God sends those people that need to be there, that need something. I think it was the first clinic, Kendra, that we did in Sulphur Springs, and the young lady came, and we're having a great clinic, and things are going, and all of a sudden, one of our students is just in tears, and we're all, what's going on? She was a long ways, like 4, maybe 5 hours away from home, and her mother was having some heart trouble. But God placed her right where she needed to be at that time. I mean, instantly everyone just came about her, and we started praying over her and praying over her mother, and it just worked out. But at every one of our clinics, something happens that it's just the purpose for them to be there.
And yes. Do you remember the time there was a little boy in foster care who came, and he didn't even have boots to wear, or he had holes in the bottom? I don't remember. But one of our team members who worked for me at the time took off his $600 full quill boots, ostrich boots, and gave them to this young man. And it was just amazing to be a part of that.
That same, very same clinic, Kendra, that same young man, another student of the clinic came up just in tears. "Miss Crystal, I need to talk to you." "Okay, what's wrong?" "I want to give him my saddle." "Oh, we need to talk to your parents. You can't just do that without talking to your parents." "I did, and it's okay. It's okay." And they gave that young man her saddle. He walked away with a pair of boots and a saddle. And at the very same clinic, there was a young lady there, I think with her mother or something, that was in like a walker, a wheelchair situation. And through prayer, that young lady walked across uneven arena ground, and she's still walking today.
Wow. Amen.
That was in Ada, wasn't it, at Victory Farms?
Yes.
It's just amazing. God always, it's just neat. We know a clinic is coming near because we can sense the tension and the spiritual warfare before, and we used to think we were crazy. But now when things start to unravel, you know, a few weeks before a clinic, we know that God's about to move, and the devil knows that. And so we've just learned to hold strong to our faith and speak the word. And the worse things get beforehand, we know a breakthrough is coming, and it makes us even more excited to get to one of these events because it's just, you just never know. It's kind of like Christmas every time because you get to see a new gift arrive and someone being blessed, and just to be a part of that is a privilege. It's an honor.
Well, Kendra, this is Vicki, and you said a gift, and that is the word that comes to mind. I'm sitting here looking at this the beautiful poster for the next event on December 13th, and it's entitled "A Gift of Horsemanship Clinic." And again, listeners, a trophy saddle is going to be given away, not to who runs the fastest time or who, you know, this trophy saddle is going to be given away to the individual bringing the most canned food to feed the hungry. Now, how awesome is that? That is just truly amazing, girls. I mean, something to be so proud of and such a gift from
now,
God.
There's not one, there's two saddles that weekend, and they're custom made. They're gorgeous. I just talked to the Rocket Man tonight. He's from Rocket Shop Saddlery right here in Aubrey, Texas. Trace Rios is doing the custom buckles. We're very fortunate. This is kind of our big highlight of the year now. This will be our fourth year to have this Christmas workshop. And it's kind of taken on a new dimension this year because Friday night, which will be December 13th, we're going to have an open format for the public. So anyone and everyone from the community is welcome. You don't have to own a horse. You don't have to bring a horse. You just come and fellowship with us. We feed the first 100 for free. We're going to have live music and then several trainers. Mr. Punk Carter, former president of the NCHA, Mr. Alan Rapert, he's also a world champion, won the world paint horse cutting several years ago. Myself, Crystal, her daughter Misty Ray, we're all going to share, you know, our tips in training, and Crystal's going to wrap it up and share what we do at Rodeo for a Reason. We'll have free activities for the kids. Like you said, we're going to give away a saddle that night to whoever brings the most canned food items, and that's for the Shepherd's Hand. It's a local food ministry here in our town. But the next day, Saturday, December 14th, we're hosting a clinic for 25 students. And on that day, another saddle would be awarded. You know, at the end of the day, all of those students get to vote on who they think is the real winner. And it's called the Champion for Christ Award.
Wow, that's really. This is Becky. I'm really moved by what you guys do to give back to your community. I mean, just let alone putting something on like this and having the caliber of people come and partake is a blessing. But then to be able to, you know, be able to, the way I look at it, it's kind of like Jesus feeding the multitudes with fish and bread. I mean, you guys are doing this free of charge. You're not asking for anything in return. And the support that you get to be able to feed that many people. And then you get the canned foods in. Now, I'm just curious, the person that wins these saddles for bringing the most food, obviously this isn't your first clinic. What would you say, I mean, are they bringing in truckloads of food, canned food? Are they bringing in boxes? I mean, what quantifies the most canned food?
We haul a lot of food to the Shepherd's Hand every year. And we just back my little horse trailer up to the Diamond G Arena, and I have as many, you know, people help, and we load box after box after box and transport it over to the Shepherd's Hand. But if you like that story, this one's going to blow your spurs off. Crystal,
okay,
do you want to tell them about the Facebook page?
Crystal, 1 second. I'm gonna interrupt this for just 1 second. We're gonna it's 6:30 on the dot, so we're gonna take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, I know you want to share your story about Facebook, and I know you have a couple other stories you want to share. So as soon as we come back, we'll go into that, if that's okay with you, ladies.
You bet.
All right, we'll be right back.
4Radio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trust Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trust Rio's, our only limit is your imagination. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, TrustRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
4Radio.com.
And welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky, and this is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and we are here this evening with my host, Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana, and we are just spending the evening with Kendra Dixon and Crystal Hall of Rodeo for a Reason and Gold Buckle Barrel Horses, and we have just been learning all about their ministry and what they're doing for their communities and how they're just blessing those that have a passion for rodeo, have a passion for barrel racing, horses, just teaching them all that they have in their knowledge and giving back to the communities with what they've been blessed with. So welcome back to the show, ladies. I know you had some fun stories you wanted to share, so I'm going to turn it over to you. And let's hear what you wanted to share about Facebook.
Okay, Crystal, you run with this one.
All right. Yes, this is Crystal Hall. And, wow, I hope I can get through this. Kendra and I talk, text, Facebook, message, whatever, every morning. Bible verses, what's going on with us back and forth, what's going on in our lives, you know, just like sisters do, and keeping each other going. And as we said earlier, sometimes right before events, you know, it just seems like things get unraveled and we just become under attack. And I think I was just like crying in my Cheerios that morning. And I have about an hour commute to work, and we were back and forth, and so Kendra shared a story with me that had come to her Facebook page about a young man that well, he's a baby. He's 3 years old. His mother had written it. And he's been stricken with this horrible disease. And I have a grandson that's four. And so Kendra and I are looking at it. And then it's just funny how God sets things up. There's another young man in there in Denton, Texas, that's very close to us, Raleigh Webb. And this young man, is so, he's, I think, 10, Kendra, is that right? Just an amazing young man and just a blessing. And he wants to be the next Trevor Brazil. And he works very hard at it, and he's great. And he is going to be, last year he was at the NFR for the first time, I believe, and doing trick rope. And so I had asked his dad if he was going back this year, and he said, yes, he'll be at the third round, in the third round. And I said, oh, I guess Raleigh's going to need another shirt because I've made him a shirt before. And he said, yes. So I'm thinking about, well, what am I going to make Raleigh put on his shirt and everything? And then Kendra shares this story with me about the little three-year-old boy that's been stricken with this horrible disease and having to go through chemo and this whole story, and I'm just breaking my heart, and it's just killing me because my daughter is a cancer survivor, and my grandson, they said I would never have, but they don't know the God that we know. Mm-hmm. And so with that, this in the story, the lady, the mother had asked us to just wear the cancer symbol ribbon in the color of gold, because that is child awareness color in the cancer, you know, symbols, you know, the pink for the breast cancer and all this, but for the childhood cancer, it's the gold color. And I just go, oh my gosh, Kendra, that's what I can put on Riley's shirt when he goes to the NFR. Stop and think how many people will see that over television and there at the NFR on Riley's shirt. And then Kendra goes, we have to get to the NFR. And so it just, I mean, we're both just have gone from a low point in the morning of what's going on to, oh, my gosh, we can't even carry on a conversation because we're so overflowing and bubbling, and how can we do this? And, oh, we got, and Kendra starts, well, we'll make phone calls to there, and we'll do this, and we'll do that. So just God just places us always where we need to be. His timing is just unreal. Sometimes I think he's just a jokester, and I have to laugh at him and go, really, God? You know, where we need to be at the right time.
Amen. And you know what's funny about that, Crystal, is you're talking about getting this little boy to the National Finals Rodeo, and here we are sitting around the table.
Yeah.
She's Gone Country with Becky, and who do we have with us as a host but Miss Donalyn Quintana, who grants wishes at Western Wishes for children such as he. Donalyn, are you there?
Well,
are you believing what you're hearing?
I'm writing notes like crazy. I mean, you know, it's like, oh, my gosh. And you know what? I love, if I could do one more project within Western Wishes, it would be to highlight these amazing ministries and nonprofits in the Western industry. I love it. I really love it. And isn't it amazing? We're coming out with a book for our 20th anniversary, and honestly, there are so many wishes that came true that honestly, we had nothing to do with it. People would just say, well, how did you make that happen? How did you make that happen? And it was God. There's no way we could have made some of those things happen. So it gives you so much energy, and you get so creative, but it's really God, because you can't do it. You just can't execute as much or make those things happen. You can't choreograph it. It's just God puts you, it positions you in the right place at the right time, and then hearts just come out, just like, you know, you have people getting so excited and calling and say, you know, we did this and we got this. And, you know, just like Vicki did a beautiful, beautiful crown for two of our Wish kids, one for the Pendleton Roundup and one for Cheyenne. And they were beautiful Little Miss Western Wishes crowns. And, oh, my gosh, we can't thank her enough. But, you know, you don't think that putting that crown on those little girls, it just means so much to them, because they have adversity that they have to get through, and it gives them that sense of self-esteem and makes them feel like they have purpose. So I'm all here. I'm here for you, girls. I love your story. I want to hear some more stories.
Well, we're trying to help this little boy because his mom sent a picture of him wearing this old ragtag cowboy hat. Looks like something my dad would wear, you know. And she said that she had grown up barrel racing and, you know, she was involved in 4-H in her local community and never really got to pursue the dream. But now she has this little boy who's 3 years old and he wants to be a cowboy. Whether he's at home, you know, playing in the backyard or whether he's in the hospital, he just loves horses and he loves rodeo. So if you
now,
do
where
have
does he
any,
live?
I don't know, and I don't know that I can disclose where they're from,
yeah.
But you can
okay.
read more of his story on our Facebook page, Rodeo
okay.
for a Reason. And if
okay.
there is anyone listening out there who has connections and we can find a way to get this family to the NFR for the third round to watch Riley Webb perform in his honor wearing that gold shirt that my best friend is going to make, I just think that could really impact not just this little boy's life, but we could have an impact on the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And for more stories, that Facebook page itself, Rodeo for a Reason, it's been on my to-do list. You know, we get busy training horses every day and out on the rodeo road, and some office duties kind of fall to the wayside, like my website. I don't update as much as I would like to, but a friend of mine, a volunteer, offered to come do a documentary for us at the next three events, and he said, Kendra, do you have a web page for Rodeo for a Reason? I said, no, not yet. We're working on it. He said, well, do you have a Facebook page? I said, no, not yet. We're working on it. So he said, all right, Kendra, help me help you. Go start the Facebook page today. I came home. I was hauling the horse that afternoon. I came home Thursday afternoon, and I opened an account, you know, on Facebook. The page is Rodeo for a Reason. And since Thursday afternoon, I think I started it around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, to right now, we've had 5,364 hits or likes on our page. We've reached a total of 137,645 people.
No. Oh, my gosh. That is so God.
That's a God thing. I'm just blown away. I mean, just blown
yeah.
away in 4 days that we could reach that many people.
Yeah,
oh,
that's
God.
That's amazing. Wow.
And that's so how we came about this little boy's story. You know, the mom saw that on Facebook and reached out to us, and now, you know, we're actually making ribbons to sell at our race this coming weekend, and I've got one of our members over in Arkansas. She's making gold ribbons to hand out at her barrel races. So, you know, it's just rapid expansion. It's like an atomic bomb going off, and it's all for the glory of God.
Oh, that's
yes.
so amazing, Kendra. This is Vicki
Kendra.
I know I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overtalk someone, but it's Vicki Kendra, and I know that we have another team member of yours tonight with us, and that'd be Danny Powers. And I just wanted to bring Danny on to tell us a little bit about what she does. You were a student, Danny, is that correct? And now you're a junior instructor?
Yes, ma'am. I actually bought a horse from Kendra and participated in the very first clinic they had. And then from then, Kendra asked me to be a junior instructor. And so during the clinics, I help out along and help with the groups and get on horses and work with people one-on-one and their horses on the pattern. And that's my involvement in the clinics.
Wow, that's great, Danny. And you get to sit back and watch all these amazing things come together with Kendra and Crystal and the rest of the team and watch God's hand really reach in and just pick out individuals and touch everyone along the way. That's totally amazing. I know on a personal note that Tres Rios is very proud to have Kendra as one of our Team Tres Rios members. And I was trying to think exactly how that kind of came about, Kendra, but I believe my daughter-in-law, Keely, contacted you about a horse, didn't she, at one point?
She did. Years ago, I had one of my pro rodeo horses for sale, and she was looking at the time. And, you know, I think that's when our paths first crossed, and she didn't end up purchasing that horse. Someone else did, but you know, she knew my name, and I know we had talked on the phone, And then years later, when Crystal contacted Trace Rios and said, hey, we're looking for sponsorship for these clinics, well, Brett just stepped right up to the plate and said, absolutely. You know, anything that helps promote the kingdom of God, he's all for. So we're just tickled to team up with them, and it gives us each an opportunity again to serve at greater purpose. And Danny is being kind of tight-lipped because she has quite a testimony of her own to share. She took this three-year-old gelding that was just started on the pattern. She finished him out. I think you hold the record, the arena record down near San Antonio. Is that right, Danny?
Did until Charmaine James went and ran one. But up until this year, for about 5 years, I held the record.
Oh, wow. That's kind of an honor, though, I would say. If anyone was going to take your time, I think I'd be a little bit honored to have it be from. That's an accomplishment.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
Danny, I want you to tell them about what you're planning in your area, because I just think it's really cool how this thing grows and it reaches beyond Aubrey, Texas, and into Oklahoma.
Danny, are you there?
Yes.
I'm going to have you hold that thought for just one moment, because it's quarter to the hour, and I want to take a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, I'm going to turn the floor over to you, if that's all right.
That's great.
All right, we'll be right back.
ForRadio.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Trace Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRiosSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I'm here with my host, Vicki Christensen and Donalyn Quintana, and we have spent the hour with our just wonderful guest from Gold Buckle Barrel Horses and Rodeo for a Reason, founder Kendra Dixon. She's a WPRA professional rodeo barrel racer, and with her is Crystal Hall and Danny Powers. And we were visiting with Danny just before the commercial break. She is one of Kendra's junior instructors that goes around with her and helps her at these clinics. And she herself has been venturing out on her own journeys. And I want to just turn the floor over to Danny so she can share what the Lord is doing in her life through this ministry. Danny, are you there?
I'm here.
Wonderful.
Well, first of all, it's funny because I'm sitting back listening to this radio and talking about how God opens doors when he's opening doors as we speak through this talk show. And so it's kind of cool seeing that. Rewind a couple of years, or 7 years, I went and bought a horse from Kendra, not knowing my whole life was going to change, not only just from the horse and my training aspect, but from faith. And she really taught me how to live every day through Christ and changing the way I think, the way I speak to people, how I hold myself. And so now we fast forward to this year, and I mean, we've gone through struggles, and I've given lessons, and I don't live on a ranch or come from big wealthy family. So I've always boarded my horse at this place called Tejas Rodeo, and we've always competed there. I've helped out. I've worked it. One day I was hanging out, and I was talking with one of the riders there, and he happened to be a player for the Colts when they won the Super Bowl, and he's also the bus driver for St. Jude's Orphanage in our town, and I'm from San Antonio, Texas. And we're talking, and we're hearing about kind of the struggles that these kids have to go through, and I was like, it's exactly how Kendra explained how the clinic started. It was just like, man, I have all these amenities that I'm just not using. Like, I have all these resources and people, and I'm just not making the most of them, and I can really do something with this. So I decided to put on a day clinic, kind of where the kids from the orphanage can come, and they have a convention rodeo, and they can watch. They'll do group activities and get hands-on practice, and I would really like it if Kendra and Crystal, and I'm going to get some other athletes, I'm going to get Eddie, who was your bus driver, who's also the football player, to speak and give inspirational speeches of how Christ has affected their life and also how you can come from any background and still do something with your life. Like, you can still dream and pursue those, because the thing to me is when people tell me that I can do something or be inspirational to me, that has totally changed my life. And so hopefully the kids will take something from it. I've been blessed because Tejas boarded on and they were all for it, and then I was like, okay, well, I was thinking of all the stuff of how it can't happen, and I was like, okay, well, if St. Jude's isn't okay with it, then, like, we'll find another way, or we'll just do it another time. Well, St. Jude's was totally fine with it. All these people started coming on board, sponsors started coming on board, and it was just like, I didn't have to do anything. But we're meeting with the lady to set a date, and I'm just so excited for all of it. But this is exactly how God works, is through the clinics, through this day thing, through rodeos, through people, this radio show, and it's just, it's a touching thing to see and be a part of.
Well,
you
I'm
rock.
Really amazed.
We're very proud. We're very proud of Dani, and she represents one of many young girls who have come through, you know, come through our doors, come through that arena gate over the past several years, who have really matured and, I think, taken to heart what we're trying to portray and what we're trying to share and instill in our younger generations. And there are a lot of young girls out there like Dani who are rodeoing for a reason and finding their own reasons and finding their own way to have a positive impact on people around them.
Well, we sure appreciate you guys. We really have enjoyed this hour with you. We're coming near the end of the hour, and so we're going to just take the last few minutes here. I wanted to just touch on a couple things. First of all, you can find Gold Buckle Barrel Horses at www.goldbucklebarrelhorses.com, and there you'll find all, it's a beautiful webpage, I must say. I've been looking at it all hour, so whoever created your website, Kendra, it's absolutely fabulous. But there you can learn all about Kendra and what and her ministry and what she's up to, horses that she has for sale, a little bit about her training. She has a blog on there. I mean, it's just it's a plethora of information. And you can also, of course, find her on Facebook at her newly created Facebook page, Rodeo for a Reason. And we also snagged her a photo of this little boy that she's looking to send to the finals, and we've added him to our Facebook page. So hopefully we can garner some support and maybe work with Donna Lynn and Western Wishes and just keep this in prayer and get this little boy to the finals.
Absolutely. Awesome. We've got, ironically, that third performance. I have the third, fourth, and fifth performance is a family flying in from Wyoming, and we've got two alumni kids that are grown kids that are being honored at some events that same weekend as well. But anyway, I have to say that I'm so impressed. I'm looking at your Facebook, and all my board members, and Vicki, you know that, has Jesus Calling. And so I see this post for Jesus Calling, and I just love it.
Well, we are excited, Kendra, to fulfill her vision for I cannot talk tonight, Rodeo for a Reason, and her 10-10-10. And we will be standing in prayer
with her that that's going to come to pass in God's timing. And we just, again, ladies, want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. We hope to hear more of your adventures and all you're doing for the Lord. So thank you so much for coming on this evening. We're going to close it out right now, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to Vicki. I know she had a few things she wanted to share, and we are going to close out with Miss Crystal Lyons. So Vicki, go ahead and take it away.
Okie dokie. Thank you, Becky. Ladies, Kendra, Danielle, Crystal, just such a pleasure to have you as our guest tonight, and how inspiring, wonderful just listening to everything that is going on and how God is lifting up Rodeo for a reason. We have Crystal Lyons from Mason, Texas. Crystal, are you there with us tonight? Is Crystal here? Does anybody know? Okay, are we still, Becky, are you there? Hello, Becky, are you there?
I sure am. Is this Vicki?
Yes, yes, we went off the air there for just a minute. Is Crystal Lyons with us tonight?
She might not be here. She might not
okay.
be here.
Okay, maybe she isn't. Well, we'll have to talk to her afterwards then. But anyway, just want to say good night and thank all of our listeners, and looking forward to another great guest next week, and she's gone country with Becky. Thank you all so much.
I'm gonna go ahead and just at this point, I just would like to just say a quick prayer, and just really I really just feel like we need to. I really feel like we can get this little gentleman to the NFR. So. Lord, I'm just going to say right now before we close the show out that we just take a pause and we just say thank you for everything that you are doing and the way you are working in so many people's lives. Your hand is just mightily upon all of us, all of those that diligently seek you. You have such a heart for the lost. You have such a patience for all of us to come to know your Son, Jesus Christ. And how you maneuver that and how you orchestrate that, God, is just an amazement to me. And so I just want to say thank you, Father. I thank you so much for bringing us all together tonight. I know that this little boy is just battling, and he is your child, and you love him so much. And Father, I just lift him up to you tonight, and that the listeners that are out there, if they're listening, whether it be live or in the archives or just jumping on Facebook and seeing this post, that they would be just drawn and compelled to either message us or call us or get a hold of Kendra, get a hold of Donald, and you would make a way for him to come to the finals. You say that we are to come to you as children, Father God, that we are to have hearts of children, that we can enter the kingdom of heaven. And as you look at this picture on Facebook, Lord, you can't help but see just the heart, your heart in this child. So I just lift them up to you tonight, Father God. I just ask that you would make a way for the finances and that it's just left in your hands and that it'll be done. And we just thank you for our guests. We thank you for our listeners. And we just ask, Father, that you would bless them this week as they go and that they would earnestly seek you, Father, with their whole heart, and that they would come to know and have a relationship with you. In Jesus' precious name, we thank you and love you. Amen. You
Amen.
Guys have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was awesome.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night,
good night,
everybody.
Thank you.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team.
Grace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rios, our only limit is your imagination. Grace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.